Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm your host for this fabulous TV show which highlights the massive talent that exists in the tri-state area of the eastern United States. Today, my special surprise guest, everyone knew but me, is Mr. Yutaka Uchida. And I know I said it right.
Yes, you did.
With a Gaijin accent. Anyway, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to be here.
Now, that album, was it a massive seller in the jazz world?
I wish I could say yes, but...
It will be.
It will be.
Sells a little bit.
Now, your connection to me is through the sax player, Sean Noel. Let's take the time to introduce the other two members of the band.
On bass, we have Mr. Trifon Dimitrov. And on piano, we have Mr. George Durin.
Awesome. Now, I hooked up with Sean. I'm in the process of reviewing his album, The Seekers.
Yeah.
Right. Love that album.
Thank you.
And I was all prepared to interview you today. But I'm going to switch focus. Anyway, having him is an awesome thing. You were on our show with Dennis Wing.
That's right, yeah.
Now, are you guys a steady group or kind of a steady group in a jazz sense, which means people sub in and out?
Yes, kind of a steady group. I had a steady group, but the bass player left the country for about a year, and I had to look for a bass player. And luckily, I knew Trifon from many other projects we play in, many other projects together. And I knew he's an awesome bass player, and he could handle my compositions the way I want. So there he is.
So what we're going to hear today are your compositions.
Yes.
Now, I know Sean went to Berklee School of Music. Did you go to school?
I did. I went to Berklee as well.
Did you? Oh, did you meet there?
No.
No.
Did we go there around the same time?
We might have, but we met in New York.
Yes.
I see.
Just being freelancers in the city.
Did you graduate?
I did.
Yes. But a lot of guys, a lot of people go there, and the lure of the road is too great.
Right.
And they never finish.
Right.
So you met on the scene in New York. Describe that scene. Is it wedding stuff, cocktail stuff, original stuff? What is it?
We meet people through many different situations. Some are just club gigs. Where we play original music, and some are weddings, parties. But you have a better chance to meet great players on like club gigs where you play original music.
When you're saying club dates, when I think of club dates, I'm thinking weddings, bar mitzvahs,
okay.
Corporate functions.
No, okay, more of
a jazz club.
What do you say, club gigs?
So what jazz clubs have you played in the city?
Anywhere from Blue Note, Iridium, Sweet Rhythm, Joe's Garage Joe's Pub to like little restaurants here and there, everywhere.
Well, the fact that you named those three clubs right up front, those are the 900-pound gorillas in the jazz scene.
Yes.
Today. I grew up a long time ago with a whole bunch of different, the Village Vanguard and all those things. But that's awesome. So we're going to take a little time today to hear your original compositions.
Yes.
What are you going to play for us?
We're going to play three tunes of mine that are Mother Sea, and drowning in a scarlet dream, and then finally my old faithful.
Mother C, is that in the key of C?
No.
Too bad. They're my favorite key. Actually, I'm a guitar player, so my favorite keys are A, E, D, and G. The bane of the sax player's existence is guitar players, because we play in weird keys. Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you. Nice job.
Thank you.
Nice job. I was wondering if you were going to do a drum solo.
Uh-huh.
And I'm glad you did, but the second you started in with it, I had flashbacks to the drum solo in Third Stone from the Sun, Jimi Hendrix.
Oh.
Say the same kind of feeling.
Cool.
Excellent, excellent. Love the tone. Everything's great. Here's the hardest question anyone could ever ask you.
Okay.
How would you describe your music if you had to categorize it?
I always tell people that my music is contemporary jazz, whatever that means. It's certainly not like mainstream, straight ahead swing. Although I do have some swing tunes.
You wouldn't call it smooth jazz?
No. Because it's not really smooth. I mean, the color, the texture of my music might be smoother than other jazz bands, but the contents of it is certainly not. It's more edgy.
If a smooth jazz station went into heavy rotation on one of your cuts, would you call them up and tell them to cease and desist?
No, I wouldn't mind.
I mean, jazz is a difficult music to sell.
Right, yes.
But it sounded very nice, very nice. Now, I was reading this article in the Times like a year ago, and it was saying the latest development in jazz is the internationalization of jazz.
Right.
How it's no longer an art form of African Americans.
Right.
There's people all over the world who play it and bring things to it. Now, were you born and raised in Japan?
Yes, I was.
I was listening for Japanese elements in it. Right. Are there some subtle Japanese elements in it?
I don't think so, because although I was born and raised in Japan, I grew up listening to American music mostly, like American pop, rock music. That's what I grew up listening to. Of course, I listened to other Japanese pop and rock music as well, but that was my main influence, American music.
What was the record or song or TV show that made you say, I gotta be a drummer?
My first influence was a drummer of Billy Joel band.
Really?
Yeah, Billy Joel was my favorite singer, songwriter, and I would listen to any music he'd put out.
That's Liberty DeVito.
Yes, Liberty DeVito.
Who's now in litigation with Billy.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's deep.
But yeah, Liberty's a pounder though.
Yes.
He beats him.
I'm a pounder too, if the situation calls for it.
This sounded more like a quarter pounder.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to thank you for coming down and stay tuned for part two.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Wow, that went fast.
I know, right? I know. It's crazy.